Colonel Cuff. I know that. It doesn't matter. We like each other and we understand each other. Just like you and I do.
Nothing like you and I do.
All right, if you'd sooner.
You're doing this to me, is the truth of it. And she's doing it to him, to Michael.
Claude, very possible. We talked about that. The whole thing's against the odds, in spite of, nevertheless, and notwithstanding. So bloody what, dear?
It's not a wedding, and I don't care how many people come, it's a joke.
Because the joke, don't laugh at it. They're still coming. Gianni, I love you, and I need you on our side.
102 covers at lunch. Not bad, eh?
She's not going to make any difference to us, and she knows it. Hello.
Are you still angry?
Angry, no.
You don't have to worry.
Meaning you're going to pay my income tax and the school fees and the...
Meaning I have no wish to ruin your life.
Then why have you called?
I want to see you. Is she in the room?
This has gone far enough, really.
You think nowhere is far enough? No one's going to find out. I love secrets. Dominic thinks you're a coward.
It's a view.
Because you went home. He thought it was my fault. Shall I tell you what he did when you'd gone to me?
No.
I thought writers were interested in people, what they did, especially old Etonians.
Look, Francesca, it's very nice of you to call, possibly, but don't do it again. Please.
Well, then come and see me. You don't have to stay longer than you want. Call me and tell me, and I'll tell you if it's convenient.
Who for?
Dominic needn't come into it, if that's what you prefer. I want you to come because... I want you to. Simple as that.
Simple can get very complicated, I find. And I don't want it to.
If you don't want me to call you, you'll have to call me.
Is that a threat?
You can do things with me that you can never do to her. There's no heaven, Adam, and there's no hell. You taught us that. So why not do what you want to do?
Francesca...
I'll be patient, but not forever. Remember that.
It's absurd. I always thought Dan was one of the most manly men I ever met. I'm going to call Wally Burley, who's just about the brightest lawyer I know.
That means the most expensive, doesn't it?
I can always get him to overcharge my company for some opinion I never asked him for, and that way we can shag the Chancellor. You still love him, do you, Daniel?
I'm more concerned about the children.
You never loved him. You were wrong.
You can't be right or wrong about love. You love someone or you don't.
I don't think I ever loved anyone as much as I loved Dan. Oh, sex didn't come into it, of course. And then...
When we were at the May Ball and I was telling him about being pregnant and what a pillock Alan Parks was being, I thought he was just someone to talk to, and...
You never saw his shining armour. What a Coriolanus he would have been today. Better than Larry.
Why do you really want to run a TV company?
Because I believe we can render a public service and prove that intelligent programmes and grown-up drama don't have to be elitist or over people's heads.
Do you?
How about I like power, money and women, and that's the way to get them.
Adam Morris.
He's my beard. Our beard. I reckon he'll want to do programmes that are really intelligent and cultural. And he might even convince the ITV Commission that he means it. Once we've got the license, they can't stop us printing money till 7 years have passed, by which time we shall all have better things to do and the moolah to do them with.
Adam had not seen Dan Bradley since they were at Cambridge together. Yet as he drove across Wandsworth Bridge in his open-topped Alfa Romeo, Adam felt himself to be honouring an antique loyalty. Dan was in the garden of his narrow terraced house. He seemed neither surprised by Adam's arrival, nor grateful for it.
You always tell me about what happened.